Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch, the horror movie recap podcast for those too scared to watch for themselves. I'm Emily, and I am too scared to watch scary movies.
I'm Henley, and I'm also too scared to watch scary movies.
I'm Sammy, and I love watching scary movies, and so I watch them so that you don't have to. And we've got a great one this week. But before we get into it, we've got a little bit of haunted housekeeping to do.
A little bit of haunted housekeeping. The best time of year for haunted housekeeping.
That's right. Which is that we have a live virtual show coming up on the 22nd at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern, with our wonderful friend Paul F. Tompkins.
It's going to be a real treat.
And we're going to be recapping Orphan First Kill.
Okay, a couple really important little tidbits along with this. Ooh. One. We're going to be in costume.
Yes.
Oh my God. I finally have like all of the elements of my costume. It's
incredible.
It's intricate.
Incredible.
It's intricate. It's going to be my most intricate yet.
I have all the elements of mine, which is to say fabric, because I've decided to insanely make it from scratch this week. As we record, we are less than a week away from the date when my costume must be complete. So will I make it? You're going to have to
tune in to find out.
This girl loves a deadline.
I thrive in stress.
And then the second very important thing to know is that even though it's a live event, it will still be available for 10 days. If you buy a ticket, you can watch it for 10 days after the event. And so if you have something, if you have plans on October 22nd, don't let that stop you.
Because you can't let it stop you.
You can
absolutely
still see it.
Don't let that stop you. We're very excited about it. We're very excited to have Paul. We're very excited to do let little peek behind the curtain. We'll be just from our homes. You'll get a real glimpse of what
how the sausage is made. And that is going to be fun, I think.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
And you can get tickets at moment.co/TSDW. Is that the correct address?
It is indeed.
Yes.
It is. And there's links via our social media,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, via our social media. On our Instagram, we also have a little highlight reel that gives the details as well, in case you're like, wait, I forgot. There they are.
Ooh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. But aside from that, did anything scary happen to us this week?
So any like diehard listeners will remember that way back in December, I made a little promise that my New Year's resolution was that I was going to buy a piano. And by piano, I mean a keyboard, because obviously I'm not buying an actual piano.
Because that would be wild. If you filled your New York apartment with a grand piano.
There's truly no room for that. And then actually like a real piano. God, they're heavy. And man, they're expensive. Even just like an upright piano.
I don't know how you'd get it up to your building. I mean, like, how would they get it in?
I don't know. But I didn't do that. I did buy a keyboard, though.
Yay!
That is now sitting in my room.
Oh, it's like, oh, cool.
It like, looks like a piano.
Yes, it looks like a piano. It has almost like wood paneling on it.
It has like fake plastic wood paneling to make it look more like it's a real piano.
Wow.
Yes, 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 yes.
It has a little stand for your sheet music. Oh,
how funny is that?
Can you read music, Kenley?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There was a time when I could do like nominal sheet music reading. You know, it would be real slow moving, though.
Sure.
And I've lost all of that. I don't remember how to do anything.
I've lost it, too. I used to be able to do it.
I haven't played the piano in years. And I got it. The main reason I wanted a keyboard, of course, is so that I could plug my little headphones in, put my headphones on. No one can hear me play. That's
a real gift of keyboarding.
Ideal.
Imperative. There's no way I'm doing this without that.
Your neighbors, I'm sure, are thankful as well. Well, I guess a piano is like one of the nicer instruments to hear someone learning. Like a trumpet is probably the worst, right?
Yeah, no, there are worse ones for sure, but I still don't think
violin. I think violin is the worst.
Pretty bad.
That'd be bad.
But anyway, so I plugged in my headphones. I'm, you know, tapping away, doing my best. I'm doing it for like 30 minutes. Tim's in the apartment. Later, Silas crawls in. He grabs the headphones, puts them on. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. I'm letting him play. Puts the headphones on. He's banging away. I realize you can hear the piano perfectly. You can hear it. The headphones were not plugged in.
Not plugged in.
Oh my God.
Everything I was doing could be heard perfectly. So I poke my head out to Tim. I was like, the headphones weren't working. He goes, oh, you didn't know that? I was like, oh my God, I'm humiliated. Like, so humiliating. 30
so
solid
you were
minutes.
Just hearing like a slightly softer version of the piano because your ears were plugged.
Can you believe I didn't notice? Like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
You haven't trained your piano ear
not
yet.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
You guys, I'm so bad, but it is. I'm really happy I have it.
I'm
and
really happy
it
you
is
got
a nice,
it. I really.
It's a
that's
nice
very
little
cool.
thing. Yeah,
I think it's really cool when people do things for themselves and when they accomplish their goals, and you've done both of those things, and I really love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank really you for the
proud
support.
Of you. Proud of you, Hen.
You guys gave me the little extra nudge. You were like, you really need to do it. And I was like, I got to listen to my friends. They know what's up. So thank you.
Friendship's important.
You're welcome. Friendship's helps. Important.
What about you guys?
Mine is so stupid. I'm like embarrassed to even say it, but the other day I was driving back from the store and I was pulling into my driveway. My parking spot is at the end of my driveway, and there was a brief but very real moment where I looked at my parking spot and thought, oh my God, someone stole my car. My car's not there.
Oh my God. Is that because you, whenever you walk past
in your
it,
car.
You think
I was
that
in it. I was driving it. I was, it's like the equivalent of where are my sunglasses? They're on my face, but it's just never happened
like
to me
in
before.
In your car.
In my car, driving my car. And it was a little scary. Oh my God, something scary is happening right now. A mosquito just flew in.
I got it!
Ew, I have to wipe it off my hand. I'm sorry. There's blood on my hand now.
Oh, my God.
Be right back.
Oh, wow. Though you can't make you can't write this stuff,
if you wrote
you know?
It, someone would say, don't. This is nonsense. Don't write this. This is bad.
Wow, 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 wow. Nothing brings me more joy than killing a mosquito.
It really is good. It really is good to do. Now.
But yeah, so wow. Hopefully my brain is doing okay. My car didn't get stolen. That's good.
Are you worried about your car getting stolen? Is that something you like think about a lot?
No. No.
It's interesting.
It was like truly just like, where is my car? Someone must have stolen it. That, I just you know, was like, couldn't yeah. think of any other reason why it wouldn't be in my parking spot.
That's really funny. That's really funny. God, these girls don't know anything and have never heard of anything.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Wow. I can't top that. I can't top that at all.
That's pretty funny.
God, I'll just say the scary thing that's happened to me this week is I have started watching The Kardashians.
Ooh, I started it as well. Tough to stop once you start. It's like a can of Pringles.
Is it the new season? Like
or
on Hulu?
It's the new show, but I started at the beginning. Apparently we're in their second season currently, which I didn't realize. So here's the deal. I've never watched Kardashians ever before in my life. I think I've maybe like seen clips or moments, never sat down to watch an episode of Kardashians. I know who they are, obviously.
Well, that'd be so crazy if you didn't.
So that's what's so crazy about it is like, I actually like watching them, like literally looking at their bodies, like moving in space. I just have been like, oh my God. It's like, it's really hard to describe. I'm not going to do a good job, but I'm just having this like feeling that comes over me every second where I'm like, these are real people. Like I'm like realizing they're real people. I truly had the thought of they experience emotions just like I do. Like it's like because they're so alien to me. They live in a world that is so different from me that I like have a hard time even thinking about them as people because also I've never interacted with them. But then I'm watching them in this show and I'm like, oh right, they would also like do things that people do. I don't know. It's really hard to describe. I'm just like having, it's like, to me, it's the closest thing to like the royal family where it's like they are, but are not people.
The American royal family. Yes.
Absolutely. It's like, I know who they are. I know their names. They do things in public, whatever, whatever. But I'm like, oh, it's just, it's a really surreal thing.
Is part of it truly just like you're not used to seeing them in motion?
That is a big
like
part of it.
You're so used to seeing like 2D
you see
pictures.
Photos of them. Their physical forms are shocking. And I could look at them all day. And I think that's why they are who they are, right? We all feel that way. There is something about them where I'm just like, it's not even, it's almost not, I don't have a negative or positive reaction to it. I just want to look at it and be like, how does it get this way? What is happening here? What is it? Where? How does this part attach to this part? And oh, it moves this way, and you put close fit on it this way, and like, oh, what? Like, I'm like, they're wild.
Their style is so wild. Kim's specifically, I feel like,
yeah,
she wears the
like
craziest
leotards.
She wears like full body leotards down to the fingertips,
down to the shoes. It's all like no seams. And here's the thing. A lot of people like to hate on the Kardashians. There's certainly things, there's certainly problems there. But I'm also like, whoa, how did they, they're like.
They did it. They really did.
They did it. And Kim really has star power. Like, I get it. You watch that and you're so like, funny. Wait, Kim is Kim.
She's a star.
There's like a reason.
Who's your favorite?
Kim.
I think mine's Khloe. But it changes.
I love Khloe, but I feel sad for Khloe.
Yeah. They've been through a lot.
After only watching 3 episodes, but here I am. Here I go. You know, I'm like in a minute.
You're hooked.
I get it. Kardashians.
Yeah. She's like doing the SNL, right? In those first few episodes.
Yeah. That's really got me hooked. So I was like, oh my God, I know what's about to happen to her. She doesn't even know it yet in this moment that I'm watching. But I'll just come out and say it. Kim seems cool. Yeah, she seems cool.
Okay,
I like it as well.
I'm also watching. Guess that
I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about
it. Have you ever watched
it?
I
need to think. I've watched the first few episodes of the new season.
Wow, interesting.
But I haven't really watched. I never watched any of the other episodes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm kind of intrigued from a distance. I think Kendall intrigues me because
she's like the least Kardashian Kardashian, but she's a Jenner, but still.
Yeah. But she's also not, she hasn't had kids. Like all of them have like five kids, including Kylie.
It's a lot of kids, a lot of like,
they're a lot of kids.
There are always these like the most intricate birthday parties you've ever seen. Like
they
every
have so much
weekend.
Money, does, like the money. How?
And the salad eating. I don't know. There's not much else. That's it, I think.
My brain just can't really. It's like too much to take in. All the stuff, all the money, all the body.
I looked up, obviously, all of their net worths because that's
obviously
very interesting. And did you know, Chris? Because she's all their managers, she gets 10% of everything all of them make, each of them make.
Yeah, I think Chris is maybe demonic.
It's like,
is my one wild thought is like, whoa, you really sold all your children. How about that, huh? How about that choice?
Yep.
And then OJ's in the mix. It's just really, there's just so much there. Anyway, I'll keep thinking about it, keep talking about it. If people have thoughts, which I'm sure they do, because the Kardashians are very famous. Talk to me about them. But we got to move on. We simply have to move on.
Yep.
We can't do this all day. We can't do this all day because we're doing a great movie. And it's it's a new release. Wow. Sammy, what is it?
It is Pearl. Came out last month, I think, in September. It was directed by Ty West, written by Ty West and Mia Goth, starring Mia Goth, Tandy Wright, David Corn-Sweat, Emma Jenkins-Perot, and Matthew Sunderland. And yeah, it's in theaters right now.
It's in theaters right now. It is the prequel to X, which we did. And it is the second in a trilogy of films. We will soon get number three. Maxine, also starring Mia Goth. Can't wait to cover that.
Maxine.
And this film obviously is called, you know, Silent X, Pearl, Silent X.
Yeah, it's part of the Triple X universe.
God, I watched Triple X again recently. We can't talk about it. We have a guest. We have a guest with us this week. Long overdue. A return to the pod. Our dear friend, Queen of Halloween. Welcome back, Betsy Sidaro.
Queen of Halloween.
Queen of Halloween.
Whoa. Thank you for having me.
Betsy.
I'm so pumped. I'm always so pumped. I love this show. I love y'all.
Oh, we're so happy you're here.
We love you, Betsy.
Thank you for having me. This movie. I'm so excited. It's this movie.
Hell.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Okay, Bets. We're going to get into it. Before we do.
Yeah.
Did anything scary happen to you this week?
Well, I was complaining to y'all. My converter got stolen on my Prius.
Oh, that's very scary. It's very scary and it's very rude.
Here I am thinking my car got stolen, rubbing that in your face. Yes. And it's not. Mine was perfectly in my possession the whole time. That was insensitive of me, Betsy. I'm sorry.
No, don't. That is so funny. I do shit like that all the time. I've never been in my car and been like, it's stolen, but that's impressive.
But we can
impressive.
Relate, you know? There's a version of that we've all experienced.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
So the converter was stolen, but that's only the tip of the iceberg because it just gets worse from there, right? I mean, the news.
Yes. So I called a bunch of places to be like, I need one. And there's a shortage, a national shortage. And they're like, hopefully in 2 months, we'll get you a converter. And I was just like,
you're like, what the hell am I going to do in LA for 2 months?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like talking to people like, wait, so I have to keep paying you for a car that's not working? And they're like, yeah, it sucks. And I was like, yeah, it fucking sucks, man. Like, this is crazy. I feel Toyota should just give me money.
Yeah, that's they should
true.
Give me money.
Right? Give that, me absolutely. Some money, man. You're messing this up.
Yep.
How does car insurance work? If something like this happens, if something gets stolen, does it cover anything? Or is it like it's...
I think it depends on what kind of car insurance you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I called them, but it was Friday afternoon, so nobody was working on a Friday afternoon.
I don't want to deal with that.
No way.
God damn it.
I did also, though, do a couple of spooky, actual spooky fun Halloween things. One was the haunted hayride.
Ooh, I haven't done that in a few years, but it's pretty spooky.
I gotta say, though.
Oh, you didn't like it.
They were phoning it in.
Oh, no.
Everybody was phoning. It was just like people dressed up in cool costumes, but truly just being like, "Heh." Like, we went through, there's a skunk outside. We went through this part that looked really cool. And we're like, okay, this has to be the like, ooh-ah-ah part.
Oh, nothing, yeah, I forgot they do that at the end.
Nothing happened. Ooh, not wah. Even people walked out. Nothing happened. And like everybody on the hayride was like, oh, I really thought something was going to happen in that big scary moment. It was
like barn.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Well, Emily, that sounds like maybe we could handle it.
Maybe I can do it.
I think you could totally handle it.
I would have started getting into spooky stuff. We've talked about this before on the podcast, like just before the world shut down. And then it's like, well, I'm never doing a Halloween thing. And then this year, I just feel like it all happened so fast. I keep being like, oh, October just started. And like, nah, it's mid-October. We're like tickets for Halloween things. Are sold. We're moving through it. So I got to be better. I got to plan better next year.
I think I bought the hayride tickets in like August or something.
I know because spooky heads get really, they are ready for it. And yeah. I'm not used to having to, because I'm never trying to do that stuff, but now I am.
It's enough for me to like think of my costume ahead of time. That's like, I know where my headspace goes. Like, I don't want to be costumeless.
Sure.
I've just been a hot dog for the last like 5 years. Love and it really works. Costume. It's a nice costume. Pop it on over your clothes.
Hot dog. Perfect.
Just chill. Yes.
just a big sheath, basically.
Truly, it's just comfy. Yeah. Very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate when people actually put some effort into their Halloween costumes.
Are there some really scary haunted houses in LA? Are we familiar with
any of them? Yes, I feel like there's ones where they like kidnap you and shit.
Yeah, they're like the hardcore ones where there used to be one. It was not in LA. It was in San Diego where they like ask you for your biggest fears. And then it is like they have you for like 8 hours.
No, fuck this shit.
8 hours?
Well, you lie, right? You obviously lie.
Yeah, you say, shit. I need puppies.
I'm afraid of baby
I'm
animals
so
in general.
I'm scared of having to eat Taco Bell. Oh, boy.
Don't make me take a cozy nap. Dude, I'm terrified.
You're fucked up, man. You're so twisted if you make me take a nice cozy nap. I did do one which rules, and I think, Emily, I think you could handle it. Emily, okay. I think you could, because it's like, it's an immersive play called Delusion. Sam,
yes,
have you done
I
this?
I want to do this
no.
one.
Okay.
I don't know
this
about
one
this.
Sells out so fast. Okay, next year, let's remember do it. In time.
I'll get a bunch of tickets, because it's incredible. Like, you're inside a horror movie.
Yes, that I would want to do. Atmosphere.
Yeah, it's really cool. Where they're like, quick, go hide in this grave. And you all like run into a grave. And then like, oh, it was so, and like, hide under this bed. And you all like hide under beds and have to be quiet. But you can also be like, I like, you know, be as quiet as you want after a couple of drinks. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. And it's well done. The acting's incredible.
And it's in like a creepy mansion, right?
Yes. In the last 2 years, it's been in Pomona, in this old ass historical mansion, like, and the there's a railroad right there, and so like we ran out after this farmer was chasing us and the train was blasting by. It was so cool. It's a blast.
That's cool.
Yeah, we'll go.
I want to do that. I'm curious.
Yeah,
I'm curious. Next year I'm flying to LA and we're doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to Pomona.
Done.
We're doing it.
Done. It's happening. I can't wait. I'm on the early list to get tickets. I'll
okay,
get like 20.
Yeah, we need like a calendar alert.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I need to start. August is good to keep in mind. Like, you got to start thinking about it in August. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, which I do. As soon as August starts, I'm like, I guess it's kind of fall. Yeah. You should probably get in the spooky season.
And I feel like scary movies start coming out a little earlier.
It's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of scary movies.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about some stats on Pearl.
Ooh.
We got an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, so high.
73 on Metacritic. 7.5 on IMDb. These are pretty good.
That's good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Budget, $1 million. The budget for X was also $1 million. Seems like they're really... I mean, they're
How is that even possible?
Self-contained movies, still, I feel like... That's pretty low.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. And I guess, too, for they were like already in the location, right? And they're like, well, let's just keep going. Sure. So that would save some money. But you still have to hire all your
I don't understand. Because I feel like just the like in X, the fucking alligator scene, I'm like, isn't that $1 million? Like, how do you do that?
No idea. Cool. And the cast isn't like tiny. I mean, there are enough. There are a good amount of people in it.
Yeah.
What about Pearl?
The cast is less for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, still, I'm just like, how much is their paycheck?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm concerned about Mia Goth not getting paid enough. I'm sure she got some back end.
She's doing all three movies today. She's going to be fine. She did like three movies for the price of one. So she's going to be okay.
Yeah. So far, it's made $9.1 million. It's been out for like a month.
Great.
So that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And then
pretty good return on investment.
Tandy Wright, who plays Pearl's mother in the movie, was the intimacy coordinator on X and was offered the job while they were like wrapping up filming on that.
Dude, hell yeah.
Hey, you can you do a German accent and be a bitch?
Yes. And she was not German, but she really studied that German accent.
Was she an actress before she was an intimacy coordinator?
It doesn't say. I'm not sure.
How do you become an intimacy coordinator, huh?
Hey, yeah, that sounds cool.
Nice, man.
But yeah, whoa. I'm so fascinated by this like production of multiple movies in the same year.
Like all hands on deck situation.
They wrote, Ty West and Mia Goth wrote the script for Pearl over Zoom together before even filming X, just I guess hoping that it would get greenlit.
That's cool. Did,
but
that's so cool.
Just wild. And yeah, that there's a third one coming soon. And I feel like
I can't wait.
Part of me hopes that it comes out this year, just because having three movies in a year, a trilogy come out in 1 year, is so crazy. And that must be what they're shooting for.
Oh yeah. I guess when did X come out?
March.
That's wild.
That would be awesome.
I know.
Wow, that'd be wild.
I hope they do it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. I don't think I talked about this in the podcast, but I did watch X.
Oh my God. Yes, you did.
And Joel and I watched
X. I was like,
X.
You can handle it. And then like halfway through, I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. Are you doing okay?
Kept turning to me being like, Are you okay? Because it's crazy, guys. Do you remember, The X is crazy.
But it's a good movie.
It's really good. It's really fun. But oh my God, it was wild. It really was like so much gnarlier than I remembered it being.
Honestly, same.
No, but it was very fun. I know. You were like, I think it's like not that bad. But it made me very, very pumped for Pearl. Because it was really cool to like see Mia Goth doing it. Because she's so cool.
She's so good.
Yeah, there is certainly a degree that cannot be captured in a retelling of her performance in both films.
God, I feel like
she's just so great. I love her. I'm obsessed.
She's so good. And we'll get to a part, but she got to win an Oscar for it.
I know. I fucking
know. Pearl feels almost like a one-woman show.
It really does.
Woo!
Yeah,
I'm curious, man. This is one of those horror movies I want to actually like lay my eyes on. You know, I really want to see it, but I'm scared.
I think you could handle it.
Well, speaking of,
I can't wait.
Should we watch this trailer? You get a little taste.
I do. This is one where I do want to watch the trailer for once in my life.
For once in your goddamn life.
So that I'll make Caring for your family during these times is admirable. But you only get one take at this life.
If only they would just die.
Pardon?
Nothing.
I want to be special, dancing up on the screen like the pretty girls in the pictures.
I will not let you leave this farm again.
I'm worried there may be something real wrong with me.
Rumor has it they only take one gal per town.
We're looking for someone with X Factor.
It has to be me.
How about a film nobody else has seen?
Is it legal?
It will be eventually.
I know what I've done. Bad things. Terrible, awful, murderous things.
Help me!
I want to be loved from as many people as possible. But truth is, I'm not really a good person.
Oh my God!
That trailer shows everything.
God damn it. They always do that.
Okay, honestly, I don't even care. I want to know. Give me, oh my.
Yeah, give me the deets. Give me the gory deets.
She is so fucking cool.
She is so good. Oh, man. I'm screaming. Uh-oh, turn the levels down. She's so good.
She's so good. It looks so good. The like technicolor, bright colors, everything is so
saturated. It like looks
saturated.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very much. That's what it's supposed to look like, right?
Yeah, yes. That was one of the inspirations for, or not inspirations, but Ty West like used that as, told Mia Goth to watch that before filming Wizard of Oz and I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Just going to blend those two together.
Perfect. Perfect.
Sounds right.
Good combo.
Oh my God.
I'm glad the alligator is still there.
Yeah.
That alligator, holy shit. Talk about...
still
that's
present.
A moment in X that is crazy to actually see happen.
It's an incredible scene. It's so good.
It's incredible.
I'm so glad. And her name's Theta. That's fun.
Theta. It's like
so
it's
fun.
A silent film Theta. Actress from that time. I thought that was a very cool name also.
Wow. I can't wait to hear about it. I'm also interested that like that. I mean, it makes sense because that's where they were filming X, but like that's her farm. So that's interesting. That's where she grew up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Right.
So that's interesting. She never got off of it.
Seems like that's going to be a big thing for her.
It seems like it's going to really affect her in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Can we do it?
You know that scene in horror movies where someone's alone at home, cooking or whatever, watching TV, and a killer is outside watching them through their huge, open, enormous, completely clear windows that for some reason have no blinds or coverings on them whatsoever? Don't let that be you. You need privacy. You need 3-day blinds. They are the leading manufacturer of custom window treatments in the US, and right now they are running a buy one, get one 50% off deal. Just set up an appointment and you'll get a free, no obligation quote the same day. And if you're not very handy, that's not a problem because the expert team at 3-Day Blinds handles all the heavy lifting. They design, measure, and install so you can sit back, relax, and leave it to the pros. I feel like sometimes when you hear the word blinds, you might be thinking of broken, loud, dirty dorm room blinds, but I was just looking at 3-Day Blinds' Instagram, and I can assure you that is not what we are talking about here. These are good-looking blinds, shades, shutters, etc. They have thousands of options for any budget or style, no matter your unique need, whether it's motorization, to home automation, room darkening, or child safety. They're going to have something that's going to look gorgeous in your home, and it's going to keep those prying eyes away so you don't have to live in your very own horror movie. Right now, you can get 3-day blinds, buy one, get one 50% off deal on custom blinds, shades, shutters, and drapery. For a free, no charge, no obligation consultation, just head to 3dayblinds.com/too scary. That's buy one, get one 50% off when you head to 3dayblinds.com/too scary. One last time, that's the number 3daiblinds.com/too scary.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I want to know everything. I'm deeply curious.
Okay. So it's 1918.
World War I. Already a terrifying year.
Awful time to be alive. Yeah, bad time. Awful time.
I already hate it.
World War I's happening. The influenza pandemic happening. So there's a lot of like mask moments and stuff. I'm like, veil your mask, you know. And young Pearl lives with her nasty German mother. Just a mean lady, you know, tight bun. Very like
not who you want as your intimacy coordinator.
That is so nuts that she was the intimate. I love that so much. And her dad, who, what's that word?
He's like paralyzed, quadriplegic.
Yes. He's a quadriplegic.
And I think can't speak, can't do anything.
I think did he have the flu or something? And it got him. It got him.
That would make sense because really the mom scary. Was very like
stressed.
Nasty mom was like, do not get the flu.
Okay.
We also learned that Pearl's husband is in World War II, or no, World War One. Probably World War II also.
Probably.
We'll find out. Mm-hmm. Or yep. We never mm-hmm. will. Howard. Who is also the Howard from X.
So the same Howard, okay. Yeah.
They stay together. That's really sweet.
Isn't that nice?
Beautiful love story.
It really is. Just a lovely love story. And she's, and Pearl is like, dude, I got to get out of this farm. I want to be famous. And she's like, you know, dancing in front of her cows and stuff and goats. And is like.
A beautiful cow, by the way.
Truly.
We know how you feel about a beautiful cow. It's a brown cow. I feel like the brown cows with like the eyelashes, they're just gorgeous.
Long
they
eyelashes.
Like take my breath
absolutely
away.
Beautiful.
True. Like when we were in the theaters, we all were like, oh, that's a beautiful cow. Like, that's a good looking cow. Like when I got to go to Switzerland in the summer.
Ooh, fun.
And I got to see a lot of Swiss cows with their bells on and stuff.
That's so and cute.
They were so cute. However,
uh-oh.
Covered in flies.
Oh, sure.
Which I didn't admit. I was like, none of the pictures show the flies. And I was like, yeah, no shit. And I could be like, come look at these cows that are covered in flies. But they were still very cute.
I always wonder that. Mm. I feel like horses, too, when they just have their little tails whipping around, whipping flies off. And it's like, how do they not
flies.
Go absolutely insane?
Right. They're
if
just
there's
chilling.
One fly in my house. It's all I can think about.
Same.
Can't enjoy anything else.
Right. It's like all you hear is
it
buzzing and you're like, I'm going to get you.
Oh, poor cows. They deal with so much.
I know. I know. So she's all like, I want to be in the movie. I want to be a star. And of course, mean old mom is like, no, you stay here and be a farmer or whatever. whatever.
She's in the barn. Her mom catches her dancing and makes her go out to the barn. And she's talking to the cows and goats, who she seems to like. Okay. But then a goose comes in and looks at her wrong.
Truly.
Uh-oh.
The goose looks at her wrong. And so she grabs the pitchfork.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, forks that goose, man. And also, that was a beautiful goose, too.
Yeah, these are good looking farm animals.
They're really, because sometimes you're like, oh. Ew.
And yeah, especially with birds.
Oh, yeah, birds.
I don't like them being nasty.
Birds are so gross. I remember one time as a kid, I like tried to pet a goose.
Ooh, oh, they're a little scary, too.
Yeah,
and it, they'll go at you.
Yeah, it started chasing me, and while it was chasing, it just started shitting everywhere. And I was just like, okay, I'll never go near a bird again. Holy shit, this is awful. Please stop, please stop.
She forks the goose, and she takes it out to the dock, which we might remember in X. There's a dock where there's an alligator in the waters. And she calls out to Theta, is that name of the alligator, and dangles the little pitchfork with the dead goose on it over the water and feeds Theta. Theta jumps out of the water and eats the goose, and it freeze frames on that. And that's where we get our title, Pearl. Very fun.
So
very
good.
That's fun. I love that. So I love that.
We saw it with a really fun group. Like, it wasn't a packed house, but everybody was just like, whoa! Like, everybody was so pumped and excited. And anything that happened, it was just like, yeah, okay, we're all on the same page with this. So then she, Nasty Mom sends her to town, right, to like pick up stuff.
Yeah, there's like one scene where she's tasked with like helping to care for her father.
Yes.
And she bathes him and then takes a bath in his bath water.
In his bath water.
And he's like positioned next to her in the bath facing her, and she's like naked in the bath taking him. It's like so gross. But nothing happens that time, but you're just like, ooh, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like that time.
Did Mom catch her? No.
Not
that's a different
not time. Like, yeah,
not
this seems
this time.
Isn't that somebody else's bath, especially back then?
Yeah.
Now it's fucking gross. But back then, when soap was just like.
Well, and also, sorry wax. To get detailed, but like this man soils himself. That's like the only way that he can go. He can't, like. So this bathwater.
If I take a bath, I do love to take baths. I like shower and wash my own body first, and then I get in a bath already clean.
That's smart.
I don't like that.
No,
I don't like that.
Yeah, I could shower before and after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be clean to bathe. Bathing isn't cleaning. Bathing is its own experience. Yeah.
Right. Relaxing.
So this sounds like the opposite of that.
Yeah, this whole movie's the opposite of relaxing. It's so just like, oh, what the fuck, man? Okay, so she sits in her dad's nasty bath water.
And then, the next day she goes to town to get some medicine for him.
That's it. Get some medicine. And she's like, oh, I still have some. I'm going to sneak off to the cinema and watch a movie. And she also like buys a little thing of alcohol, right?
No, I think it's his medicine. Yeah,
it's his medicine. And so she's like in the movie having a blast, just pounding his medicine and getting a little silly. Because it probably was like back then, I'm just like, here's essentially just like whiskey.
Just like opioids.
Yeah, truly.
It's like actually cocaine. It's just cocaine. Yeah. Everyone was doing cocaine back then.
As she's leaving, she meets a hunky dude, a hot, hot man. Like, Mono leaned over when we were watching. He's like, nobody was this hot back then. And I was like, I don't know. They're both pretty hot.
People didn't come around until much later.
Way after World War I. That's when hot people
came. It is funny I feel like that happens to me sometimes when I'm watching any period anything where I go like, that person looks too modern. Like there is like a look of just like, and it's not even about like the styling where I just go like, you look like you exist only now. And it's an interesting thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you think that's why like Keira Knightley only does like old
period
timey.
Pieces.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't look like you're alive now.
Yeah. Because it's like, you look like a Victorian ghost. Okay. You gotta just do that shit.
Stay in your lane, Keira.
Yeah. Don't you dare try doing anything modern.
We all saw Domino and it was bad. Sorry, I had to take a dig at my least favorite movie, Domino.
Domino.
It's bad. Don't see it.
I did not plan on it.
<Mm-mm>. Wait, so, okay. So Pearl was obviously extremely horny in X. Is it the same? Are we dealing with the same level of horniness in this
Certainly
film?
Hornier than Hellraiser.
Mm. Oh.
Great. I mean, that's the bar was set low by Hellraiser, though.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. I haven't watched it yet because I was trying to watch a bunch of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Not horny, but Hellraiser's so high.
I know. It's a real letdown.
Damn shame.
But it's a little bit horny, but it, you know, could have been 10 times.
It just could be hornier, like, you know.
One and two are crazy horny.
So horny. Almost like that's sort of the driving factor, it feels.
Yeah. Very horny, like, whoa.
Yep. Or devastated.
Like the violence feeds the horny, you know? That's the point.
So you ask if she's horny. So she
meets so this hot man.
This hot projectionist.
Hot time traveler.
And he's like, whenever you want to see a movie, come, just knock on this door. He lives there. He, you know, whatever. And she's like, no, okay, all right, you know? And she's like getting all horny. And so she rides her bike home. She makes her way home. And we see a scarecrow. And so she slams on her brakes and skids. I don't know if she actually does the skid, but
she's like,
holy
shit, look at this scarecrow. It's hot as hell.
So she like walks into the, which also is just scary on its own, walking into corn.
Yep. Corn is scary.
It's
corn
so
is
scary. You get turned around in there. What are you going to do? And so she then like is staring at the scarecrow, climbs up. And it's high up. This scarecrow is high up because it's like popping out of the corn. Mm-hmm. She climbs up to it and like starts kind of like Sammy's background, getting very, and it's a scary scarecrow, getting very into it and takes his hat, puts the scarecrow's hat on, and then takes the scarecrow down and starts dancing with it.
Oh my god.
With it, and then fucking throws it on the ground and starts humping it.
Oh my god.
And she's like imagining the projectionist as she's
I see, okay.
And there's like a lot of crazy shots where you're like, are the eyes gonna like pop? Because you don't know like what's in her head and what's like do the eyes pop open? Do I?
It turns
I
into
up?
The projectionist's head at one point.
Okay.
And just for a second, and it kind of scares her, but also turns her on.
And then turns her on. So she does it with a scarecrow, you know, like kind of dry humps. And like does it. Like,
she climaxes.
Yeah, well put, Sammy. Well put. I was like, did she? And she like, hell yeah, you know, she does it, man.
And afterwards, she looks at it, slaps the scarecrow, and says, "I'm married."
Yes. Oh shit! How could I forget that part? Yes.
Incredible.
So good. So, and like the whole time, you're just like, man, Mia Goth can do anything. She's so good.
She's incredible.
She's so good. So then after she like, you know, does it with the scarecrow and then gets mad at him, she makes her way home and her mom is there and is like, give me your money. I'm going to count your money. And she's like, hey, some money is missing. What the fuck, dude? You know, and then is like mad at her and like, you're wasting money and mad that she's wearing that hat, which honestly, I'm with the mom on that. Like,
she's still wearing the hat?
She's still wearing the hat? Where it's like something's living in that hat. Ew, if it's been on a scarecrow in a cornfield, something's infesting that hat. But so mom's like, nah, it's like, you know, it could have the flu on it, whatever, like, how dare you? But and then also, how dare you for spending money? We're poor, you can't just do that. And she's like, go, like, no dinner for you, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, and it's like their dinner is like a bowl of broth. It's clear that they don't have much.
Right. Oh, what a bummer. Oh,
Pearl
what
wants
a
more.
Bummer.
Pearl wants more out of this
and
life.
Pearl wants more. Yeah. She doesn't want just broth. She wants some ham in that soup. That's all she wants.
She just wants ham.
So then I think the next day or whatever, the next we see Howard's, right? If I remember correctly, we see Howard's mom. So her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law, they come to the farm and bring a big old pig, like a cartoon pig, like to eat. And mean old mom is like, "We will not take charity from you," like screaming at the mother-in-law. She's like, "We just eat the pig. Like, this is just a nice thing."
Is the pig alive? This isn't a live pig?
No, it's like a roast pig.
Oh, it's like a dead pig.
It's like a roast,
It's clear that Howard's family is very well off. They're well dressed. They came in a nice car. They've got pigs to spare.
Yeah.
They're rich.
Mm-hmm. They're doing fine. And Pearl's a little like, "Come on, man." And sister-in-law tells Pearl about these auditions that are happening where for dancers to dance in churches around the state.
A dream gig.
Right.
Yes.
Absolute dream gig.
Path to fame.
And so Pearl's like, "Oh my God, I gotta do that." And sister-in-law is like, "I also am going to do that." So
Is the sister-in-law the blonde that was in the...
Yeah.
Or is that someone else?
With like curlies.
Yeah, like curly ringlet. Blonde hair.
Yes.
Okay,
sister-in-law.
Okay, got it.
And so Pearl's like, "Yeah, man, if I get this church gig, I'm out of here. It's one step closer to my dream." And then...
they leave the pig on the doorstep because the mom like refuses to accept it. So they just leave it on the porch. And that night, or at some point, right before this, I can't remember, but there's another bath scene at some point in here.
Yes.
Where we just,
okay.
It escalates a little bit.
Is this where mom's like, "Get out of his dirty bathwater"?
I think so. But before the mom comes in, she's like looking at her dad, who is basically unresponsive, but his eyes move and he can make a few little moans.
Ew, so he like is aware that he's looking at his daughter in the bath and he can't like go anywhere.
She goes up to him and she's just kind of touching his face, like fucking with him, kind of like poking him.
And she's naked?
She's naked, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she starts, like putting her hand over his mouth and then her hand around his throat.
Yes.
Choking him.
Yeah. And just kind of feeling it.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God.
But then she stops. Then she stops.
Great.
And then she gets back in dirty bath water and then gets yelled at by mom. And she's all like, "It's still warm water, Ma. I thought I was just sitting in." And mom's like, "Oh, boy. No way, dude."
Yeah. And then that night, she sneaks out of the house to go visit the projectionist. Now she's got these big dreams of joining the church she's feeling wild. So she goes back to town to visit the projectionist who lives in the like projection room of the theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's all like, "You want to see a dirty movie?" And so he plays for her an old timey dirty movie.
Which is a fun little like X tie in.
Because he was like, "This is going to be the future. Like, it's illegal now, but it's going to be the future." And you're like, "Oh, it is. It is. And they're going to shoot one on your farm, Pearl." It's awesome. It's really great. And she's all like, "What?" Like into it and into him. And they then do it. They hook
they don't,
up.
They don't do it yet. They don't do it yet.
Oh, they don't. Never mind. I'm just
kidding.
But
we know they're going to.
But they're flirty.
They
knew they were going to.
Do it.
And then they don't do it.
They totally do not do
it. They're super flirty. By the way, this porn that he shows her is a real porn from 1915 called A Free Ride. It's a French porn film. I thought that was cool.
It felt very real and old-timey.
That's and he's fun. Flirting with her and he's saying it's a little creepy. He's being like, "You could star in these movies." And but she's like, into it.
But she loves to hear that.
Yeah, she's probably like, great, sign me up.
Yeah.
And he's saying they're not legal here, but we could go to Europe. This is the big thing in France. And she's feeling like really excited, but there's a sad look on her face. And she says, I can't leave my family. I need to take care of them. I wish that they'd all just die. And he looks alarmed by that and says, what? She goes,
yeah, what'd you say?
Nothing. We should like try to do her accent a bit. She's got a very thick
nothing
southern accent.
Very
wish my
thick
family would all just die.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Nothing. But it's like, it's also like, yeah, I kind of wish your family would die too.
Yeah, I mean, there is
they're
like,
not great.
You
they're
gotta
not that
take
supportive
care of yourself, girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's trapped.
We'll see.
Something might happen.
We'll
to
see
them,
if they make it out alive or not.
But she goes. Okay. Yeah, she goes home.
So they don't do.
They don't do it. But it's flirty as hell.
It's very flirty. It's very flirty. So she goes home, and then mom finds a movie program in. Has found one and is like, you are spending money seeing the movies, you know, and freaks out.
This fight is really, there's like a lot of really good quotes in it. I'm not going to remember any of it, but it's basically you're hearing the mom's whole mentality in this wartime period of poverty and how she has sacrificed everything for Pearl. And it's like a really devastating fight where Pearl is just basically saying like, none of this is good enough. And the mom is saying like, you have no fucking idea how hard I work to give you this. And it's like, not about wanting more. It's about making the best of what you've got. And they just obviously have very different mentalities. Mom is trying to just keep her family safe, not thinking of any bigger dreams. Pearl is saying, this is not enough. I want more. Also, there was a scene, I think, that we skipped where at some point Pearl takes the dad out onto the dock.
Yes.
In his wheelchair.
And you think she's gonna, you're like, oh no, Theta's getting some big old meal. And you're like, what? And then mom finds her there.
And mom looks suspicious, like maybe she has seen some other suspicious behavior before.
Yes.
And so now in this fight, the mom says something like that, like, one day people are going to see you for who you really are. You think I don't notice these things, but like something is, like, I know something is wrong. And it's just little whispers.
And Pearl's like, honestly, you're not wrong. I feel like something's wrong. Like, so, yeah, they get, that was really well done, Sammy.
Oh, thank you.
I only remember her getting caught on fire.
that's pretty memorable.
I feel like if there's one thing you're going to remember.
Yeah. So it then gets like physical.
Yep.
And the mom like crashes into the hearth or something, and of course her great big 1918 dress goes up in flames. Like, must have been catching on fire for like left centuries, and right?
Yeah, so much fabric,
so
everywhere.
Much fabric, yeah. And so much absolutely fire everywhere. So she gets burnt to a crisp, but is still alive.
Well, Pearl puts her out with a fucking huge pot of boiling water. They were making corn on the stove, and she just takes the whole fucking like huge pot and dumps it on her. It's awful. So she is just smoking on the floor.
She's truly smoking.
That is fucked up.
Absolutely. Like,
she's smoking.
To already have burns and then more burns. Like,
no,
so
no,
she's
no,
truly
no,
burnt
no.
up. And then Pearl's like, I'm dragging you to the basement. And drags still alive burnt mom to the basement.
Mind you, paralyzed dad is witnessing all of this, unable to do anything.
He's
yes, he is at the dinner table for all of this, just watching it, wide-eyed, tears like streaming out of his eyes.
Everybody is so good in this movie.
Yeah,
that's really sad.
It's devastating.
That's really sad.
Everybody's so good, and yeah, it's
So he's, the dad is like conscious, like he's taking things
his,
in.
His physical body is not working,
but his mind,
still, his mind is working. Terrifying. Well, that's a terrifying thought.
Fucking nightmare.
That's
absolutely devastating.
Oh man. Oh man.
So she just kind of parks her in the basement. Too dark, like too dark. We'll deal with you later.
She like, essentially is kind of like, yeah, like. I'm throwing you down here. I'm locking you in.
Oh my God.
I'll figure it out later.
Just to like let her wounds just fucking fester.
Oh, Pearl. That is Pearl. A step too far.
Pearl.
I think Pearl's not
Pearl
well.
Is not okay. Pearl is not
Something's
okay.
Something's wrong with Pearl. So then after mom gets set on fire, Is this when she goes?
She runs straight to the projectionist, leaves mom in the basement, leaves dad at the dinner table. She's horny as hell.
She's horny as hell.
God, Pearl.
I set my mom on fire.
She needs help.
So horny.
She needs help.
So then they do it. And this is now the night before the audition. Because also mom was like, you can't. You're not allowed to audition. I'm not letting you go to that audition.
Yeah, of course,
you know, all that stuff. So then it's now the morning of the day of the audition. It's the day of the audition, y'all.
Mm-hmm, big day of the audition.
And the projectionist is like, I'll drive you back to your, let me take you back to your house. I'll drive you there. You can get ready for your audition and I'll drive you back. And every time we cut back to the house, we get to see that pig on the porch because it's still there.
Ew. Nobody ate it? Not even Pearl?
Not even Pearl. Not even Hot Cow. Nobody ate it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, beautiful cow. I mean, just a good looking cow.
Not sexy cow. Did I say sexy cow? Shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, God.
It's just a cow.
We see, like, you know, maggots are on it. Like, you know, it looks bad. It looks nasty. And he, hot projectionist, totally notices that and is like, what the fuck, man? But goes in, right?
She goes in first. She's like, wait out here a second, because I left some shit unattended inside that I need to deal with.
Yes.
And she runs in real quick, finds her dad still at the dinner table, obviously.
Oh, my God.
And is saying, sorry, daddy, sorry, and rolls him into his room, says she'll clean him up later, and closes the door in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And so makes sure that the basement door is closed so that
we can't see mom.
And then she lets the projectionist in. And I think she introduces him to the dad, even though he is still not looking well. And the projectionist looks really disturbed.
The projectionist is like, something is fucking.
This is he starts
to
be like a little like, oh, what?
Yeah, he's just like, okay.
So this isn't fun for me anymore.
So then she runs out to.
Well, she tries to. She takes him up to her room and tries to have sex with him again. Oh. And he's like uncomfortable at this point and starts hearing a banging downstairs, which we know is God. Her mom in the basement or possibly her dad, but like one of them. And he's saying, like, maybe your dad needs help. What is that? And she says, oh, no, our dog was being bad earlier, so I had to lock it in the basement. So that's what that is. And he's like, I'm just not, you know, in the mood to have sex right now. So
yeah, it's like, I'm going to go.
So yeah, I got to get out of here.
So then they go into the barn. I think she's like, let me first like introduce you to the farm animals. We have a really hot cow.
She's like, I'm going to win you over with my hot cow.
I think once you see this cow, you're going to feel different.
Feel different about that pig and about the dad and about the baby.
Just wait a minute.
Just come see hot cow. Come see hot cow.
I hear you. Look at this cow.
And doesn't he have a moment where he's just like, he straight up says like, Pearl, you're like freaking me out. I am scared of you.
She's like ecstatic at this point. She's like acting like she's on cloud nine. That's the day of the audition. She's like dancing around. She's super, super theatrical and over the top. Mm. And she's introducing him to all the animals going, this is a beautiful cow. This is my beautiful cow. How does the accent? my beautiful cow.
That sounted right.
And this is
that
the goat.
That sounds good.
And today's going to be a beautiful day. And he says, what's your dog's name? And she goes, we don't have a dog.
Boom. Boom. And then he's like, hey, Pearl, I'm scared. You're scaring me. And she's like, why would you? And so That's good. He said you had a dog. So he then is like, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go. Kind of good luck with everything. I'm out.
And she's like furious. She like says something like, why'd you just turn cold on me? You just turned cold on me. Are we still going to Europe? And he's like, we'll see, Pearl. We'll see. And it's like clearly he's like just trying to get out of there.
Yeah, trying to bail. Like, yeah, OK, I'm going to go back now.
He's like, yeah, we're Europe Paris. Is still a go, 100% a go.
Yes.
But I just have a lot of work to do right now in this moment. And yeah, he gets in his car and starts driving away.
And then she grabs good old Pitchfork, dude.
Oh, man. Oh, this didn't last long, did it?
It did not last long. And then Pitchforks him as he's like driving, like trying to drive away.
Oh, my God.
And gets him, right? Does he get out of the car?
I think so. I think she's...
then she, like...
She stabs him a couple times in the car. And I think he might fall out of the car or something.
Yes. The car stops. He falls out or something. Because then she pitchforks his head. And it's a crazy shot of, like, where you see just kind of everything. And you're like,
the middle prong of the pitchfork goes right in his mouth.
Oh, that's it. God. Yeah, it's intense.
And she's, to 11, like, screaming furious. You said you gotta take me to Europe. Like, her performance, again, is just so big and wonderful.
It's incredible. She needs an Oscar from this movie. Like, she's
give her the Oscar.
So
give it to her.
Good.
Give her the Oscar. Just give,
give
her the
her
Oscar.
The damn Oscar. They're like, no, we need it to be a way more boring movie.
Mm-hmm. No, I want it to be something nobody likes.
Yeah, it's
got to
be like 3.5 hours long, and they'll say it's an interesting story, but it's not one bit. So then she puts his body back in his car and shoves it into the lake with Theta, which is nod to X, where they reveal oh shit, their car's hidden in the lake and stuff. Yeah, and
great to have a waterfront property if you're this kind of crazy person, you know.
So yeah,
you want a place to put, you want a place to
but it's
sort
funny because it doesn't really go all the way in. His body is still sticking. It's
not
like a very shallow little lake.
And so
it's very
eventually
shallow.
It's going to become all cars if you keep that up.
He's completely exposed. And she's just like,
but
great,
you know,
wipes her little hands off. She's like, my work here is done. Time to go get ready for the big show.
Time to get ready. And so she like goes in and picks one of her mom's dresses to wear, which I feel earlier we forgot. Like earlier, didn't she put on one of her mom's dresses and her mom got mad or something?
Yeah, in the first scene, I think we see her like dancing in one of her mom's dresses.
Yeah, and her mom's like,
now she doesn't need to ask her mom.
No
way.
Mom's not
mom's
a problem
in the
anymore.
Basement, still cooking. that poor lady, but she's mean. I mean, it's all
she
wild.
Okay,
so she gets in her mom, like mom's dress, and then we see dad.
Hmm.
And she gets a big pillow.
No,
as mother's dad.
Oh, right to it.
She dresses
right
him up in a suit first, which I think is like extra devastating because she's all dressed up. She's done her hair. She's got lipstick on. She is looking good for the big day. And she puts him in a suit and then is like, sorry about this. And she does actually look torn.
Yeah.
Like more troubled by this one than by mom.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
and just smothers him.
She like puts the pillowcase around his head.
Right.
In a way that I kind of think wouldn't really work. Because pillowcases...
Because you can breathe through the pillowcase.
Yeah. Or if it would work, it would take a really long time.
Especially the thread count in 1918.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1918 pillowcases. You're breathing through that for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Come, it's all poked because
it's basically
feathers.
Cheesecloth.
Yeah. Come on. But she does it. She kills him.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Okay, you guys, I just learned a really wild fact that I need to share with you. I know I'm not usually a fact person, but did you know that Americans pay about 2 times as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. Okay, look, we got to be getting these wine deals that we deserve. And guess what? I have a solution for you because this podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines, however often you'd like, for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Use our code TOOSCARY for the code and password at nakedwines.com to get their incredible deal of 6 bottles for just $39.99. I recently really loved a bottle that I got from Naked Wines of Chardonnay, and I'm not usually a big Chardonnay person, but I'm getting into it. You know, crisp, buttery Chardonnay is actually quite nice. And also the least acidic white wine, just FYI, if you're a little heartburn sufferer like me who refuses to give wine up, that might be a way to go. And I love just being able to try things that I wouldn't normally pick out for myself because I get these incredible variety boxes of wonderful bottles at, again, a fraction of the price. And how does Naked Wines do it? Well, Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard to your door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middleman costs, winemakers can pass those savings on hundreds of top quality award-winning wines to you without skimping on quality. It's such a good deal to get Naked Wines. I mean, price, yes, variety, knowing that you're getting wines directly from independent winemakers is just so, so wonderful. They've got a great quiz where you can give them the descriptors that you like in your wine so that each shipment is tailored to your tastes. So there really is no reason not to give it a try. Head to nakedwines.com/too scary and click enter voucher in the top right and put in too scary for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/too scary and use the code and password too scary and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. One last time, that's nakedwines.com/too scary, code and password too scary for $100 off your first 6 bottles.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye,
sorry.
Dad. Bye-bye, bye, Dad. So now it's audition time.
Okay. Ooh, she's okay. Ready. Her process is complete.
And she like rides her bike.
Her pre-show ritual.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Like, what a morning, huh? Just on your, what a morning.
She's, what a
just,
morning.
What a morning. Before an audition, I like, wow. Wow. That's a, you got a lot done before that audition. So she shows up at the church and there's like a bunch of other women waiting and her
sister-in-law
Misty her sister
Misty
waiting for her and is just like, you're like kind of like, where have you been, like stuff like that, and she's just kind of like, I'm ready, and of course Misty's like, something's up with Pearl, because Pearl, you yeah. know, like she's like staring off in the distance and stuff. And then it gets to the point where they're like, okay, next. And it's supposed to be Misty. And she's like, I'm too nervous. Do you want to go before me? And Pearl's like, okay, sure. Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? And so she walks in to this church and onto the stage and stands on an X.
Mm.
And she just dances her heart out. And it's a really great, it's a such a good scene and such a great, funny, weird dance, but also like makes sense for back then. It's really awesome. And like during it, she has a fantasy of like she's killing it in an old timey movie. It's really an incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool.
This whole scene is unbelievably cool. Like she's so good in it again. So she does this and she's like, I'm killing it and is done. And like, you know, waiting for these like seven dorks, like they're all such dorks. And they're like, I'm sorry, you're just not what we're looking for.
Oh, no.
And she's just like,
What?
I'm sorry, what? And then I think one of the dudes continues of like, we are kind of looking for a blonde. And we just one dancer and we're looking for a blonde dancer. And she's just like, what? And then she starts fucking losing her mind, screaming at them about how she's a star. And it's awesome. I went with like just a bunch of friends who are actors and we were all like, I'm going to do this next audition.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good idea.
I'm fucking throwing
I'm a
fit, like she's truly just repeating that over and over again, just losing it. Like, and one woman who's very funny is like trying to usher her off stage. Like, hey, why not just come over here? And she's like, I'm a star! Like just losing it. It's
incredible.
It's an incredible scene. It's so good.
Mm.
Did I miss anything?
No, then she's it like cuts to her outside of the church where she was auditioning, like sitting on a little stoop, like
sobbing,
crying as if her entire family has just died, is what I was going to say without realizing that that is the case. And that is not what she's crying about. But it's like Toni Collette in Hereditary level, like sobbing, like her heart is absolutely broken. All her dreams are shattered. This was her shot. And you see her Sissy Misty,
who is a blonde,
tiptoeing and approaching, looking so nervous.
Don't do it.
Don't tell her, Misty. And she doesn't. She's just like, Pearl, are you okay? Like, let me get you home.
Yeah. Let's get you home.
Don't do it.
So Misty, Sissy Misty takes her home, sees that damn pig, which is now... rotten, hardcore. Horrifying.
And where did she, what'd she do with her dad? Did she put her dad in the...
I think he's still in the room and mom is still in the basement.
Yes.
Okay.
And we've checked in on mom, I think, since...
Is mom alive?
Yeah.
Still?
Was at one point, like, where she... Because they're also like, oh yeah, I guess we saw the knocking, like, you see her, like, crawling up the stairs.
Oh, fucking wild, man.
Yeah. Misty eyes the pig and is like, what? Okay, well, whatever. And then they go into the kitchen, right? And I think have some lemonade or something.
Sure.
And Pearl, for like 10 minutes, gives this incredible monologue about how she's unhappy with like about how she like had a like how she was like she had a miscarriage but was like relieved when it happened, like kind of confessing everything, not straight up saying like I killed projectionist my mom and my not saying that full out, but like being like I think I'm a bad person, like I am bad. There's something inside me that makes me bad, and it's and like it stays on one shot for truly like 8 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's...
And she'll like she cries but then like dries it away, cries. It's one of the and like when we were in the theater, like in the theater, everybody's like, oh man, like people out loud were like, whoa, she's still going. Like this is so it's Oscar, man. She's got to get an Oscar for this.
Yeah, it's really incredible. This is the moment. This is it.
This is the... It's so good.
And she's just, very slowly. It just escalates slowly over the course of the 10 minutes or whatever, like at first she's just like, you know, Howard, I was really mad at you when, oh, because it starts as like she says she has something to confess to Howard, and Misty says, you can practice on me.
Yeah, pretend I'm Howard. Okay. and so then starts like, and it's just this insane. Yeah,
and it starts with her being like, Howard, I was so mad at you when you left me here to go to the war. I almost wish you'd just die. And we see, you know, we see one reaction shot of Misty at the beginning being like, uh-oh, and then it only gets worse and worse from there.
And then it only gets worse. And I do think she then does say, like, I've killed.
She's like, it started, like, right? She's like, yes, there's something inside of me that just feels good, and it feels good when things die, and it started with animals, and I thought maybe it would just stay with animals, but now with the people today, that felt really good too. And she's being vague about it, but also like there's no misunderstanding that she is saying she has killed people.
Yes. Yes.
And it felt good. And that she liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that she liked it. I was like, if I was Misty, I'd be
get
like,
get the fuck out of there.
Yes.
I'd GTFO, like, girl.
Okay. Cool. Oh, cool. I'm going to just.
Good practice.
You know, Howard's going to love that. I'm going to get out of here.
Glad we did that.
So after she like has her unbelievably incredible like kind of confession about how she's feeling, Misty drops the bomb.
Misty, you idiot.
Don't.
That she booked it, man.
Don't.
She booked the Misty. Church gig, dude.
Well, Pearl kind of tricks her into it. She says, it's okay. You can tell me that you got the part. You can tell me. And Misty looks so fucking terrified. And she doesn't know what to do because she's like starting to be like, just tell me, Misty. Just tell me. I promise I won't be mad. Our sister's got to stick together. Just tell me. And
oh no.
And
oh,
Misty's
no.
like, okay, yes, I did.
No.
To the point where I wasn't actually even sure if she did. It like seemed like Pearl kind of put her in a spot where it was like a 50-50 chance of like, is she going to kill me if I don't admit to what she thinks to be true, or is she going to kill me,
dude,
this way?
Right, because they never say like if she actually got it. They just say like we're looking for a blonde, and Misty's a blonde,
key blonde.
So, and Pearl's like, oh, that's great. Like, just a big, like, just a smile. Like, oh, good. And like, Misty's like, okay, I want to get out of here. I'm gonna go, and gets out of the house and then is chased down by Pearl with a fucking axe, dude.
Oh my god.
And she like axes her in the back and like brings her down and then just axes her to death in the driveway.
Shit.
Like she didn't even get to her car, you know, wasn't
Holy shit. Yeah. This driveway has seen so much death.
So much death.
The driveway is where it happens.
The driveway is Pearl's favorite place to kill.
Yeah, she loves that driveway.
Even in X as well,
That's what I'm thinking of.
Lots of driveway deaths. Mm-hmm.
That's where the people are trying to run away.
It's true.
Yeah, they're trying to get out. She has a thing with abandonment.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, Howard abandoned her.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to tap them.
Shit, man. Shit. So then she chops up Misty's body, and guess who she feeds it to?
God, don't you think he's full by now, or she's full? That little alligator.
I don't know how many calories they need.
Pretty nice life for this alligator.
Yeah, dude. You think the alligator is gonna be a Maxine? I hope so.
That's a good question.
It takes place in L.A., but that alligator better make it to L.A.
That alligator's going places.
Theta cameo.
Theta cameo.
This like chopping up scene is also really stylized. It's done in this kind of split screen way that was just really interesting to me. It's I don't really even know how to describe it, but you're just seeing some shots are mirror image, you know, like in early iMac like photo booth things where you could mirror both sides. It's like that, and just her chopping away and blood spattering and limbs, and It's a very artistically crafted dismembering montage.
Yes. It's like, this feels weird to say, but it is so like the blood is so bright.
Mm-hmm. It feels colorful. Like cartoonish kind of.
Yeah, that it feels very just kind of like, oh, this is, it's so gory, but like for me personally, less because it is like, oh, this reminds me of kind of like the original Suspiria where the blood is so bright and colorful.
Vibrant.
That it, for me, lessens it as like, oh yeah, God, this is fucked up. It's more like, whoa.
Yeah.
But so it's, she does that. And then doesn't she go like to the basement with her burnt mom? And they like, and like lays with her, like lies down with her.
Yeah, it's very sad. She like basically cradle, like it snuggles into her arms, like puts her little arm around her, and, like lays in her mom's embrace. And I can't remember if she has any like flashbacks or something, but there was, I feel like there was quotes earlier where she does mention like just wanting to be loved. And
is her mom alive?
No, she's dead at this point.
No, she's has died at this point.
Okay.
But yeah, it is just like kind of sad and kind of her being like, mom, I think you're right. I need to make the best of what I have. Like that kind of, and it's kind of just like, oh, buddy, don't do that. Has the dream happened yet of Howard coming home and exploding?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember when that was, so I
can't remember. There's a part, you saw it in the trailer, where a dude explodes. And that's her husband. And at one point, and I can't remember when, we see that and we're like, whoa, he came home. But then he just explodes. And you're like, what the fuck? And it's just in her mind.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible moment. So then the next day,
she like starts getting her family. She takes the mom out of the basement.
Yes.
And the dad out of the room.
And sets them up at the table, right?
Oh, very Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw. Sets them up at the table, and we see an army truck pulling up into the like corn.
She's put like makeup on them, and she brought the pig inside, set the table.
Yes,
horrifying. Ew. Really horrifying dinner table.
Really nasty. And so we see army truck pull up and Howard hop out and people be like, hey, we did it. We did the army.
Go home and see your wife. You did
it. Go home, see your wife. We all did it. And he makes his way. And so he enters the house and sees this Texas Chainsaw Massacre table and the pig, dead mom, dead dad, and Pearl is standing there with the biggest smile.
Oh my God.
Wait, she says something. Shit.
I think what did she says say? Like, welcome home, honey. Like, something like that. Like, she just has this fucking enormous smile plastered on her face.
And like, and so then the camera just zooms slowly into her, still smiling. And like tears, but also like taking a break and then getting back into that big smile again.
Credits are rolling. Credits are rolling over her face.
Oh, credits start rolling and she's still holding it. And like, yeah, moments sometimes like a little tear will fall, but then she'll get right back to it. And it's like the big chunk of like those first credits, you know, before going to blood. And like,
what the fuck?
She needs an Oscar.
It's so long.
It's crazy.
It's such a long shot of her smiling so big. And, you know, everyone knows like your face starts to hurt after smiling for, you know,
like a minute.
It happens so quickly.
And it's nuts because she will take like, she'll still be smiling, but you could tell she's like kind of taking a break. Mm-hmm. To relax her muscles, but then get right back in. It is nuts. And it was like the theater lost our minds. Every single person was just like, oh my God, yes. Oh God. It's such a wild ending.
Holy wow. shit.
Yeah. And we know that Howard stays with her.
I know. Yes, what was he her relationship? Her. And also he survived.
He supports her.
I mean, the fact that she didn't kill him.
Yeah.
And like, that's deeply impressive.
Yeah.
He gets in it with her, man.
What the hell is Maxine going to be about?
Well, Maxine survives X.
Yeah. Maxine's is Mia Goth in an X.
Oh, okay.
And she's
okay.
the daughter of a televangelist.
I forgot
so it's going to be
that.
Like yes. her.
So
her
that
deal.
One is a sequel okay. to X, and this one's a prequel.
Okay.
Man, it's so good. Fuck. It's such a good movie.
Wow. That
she's
was
so cool. Wow.
That was terrifying. Wow.
She's so good.
I want to know more about Howard. I'm deeply yeah. curious.
Maybe we'll get the Howard universe next.
The I Howard universe.
I need that. I need that in my life.
Yeah, whoa. We need that. We need to know.
That was amazing.
So that's Pearl.
That's Pearl.
It's very good.
Damn.
I think if you have seen X, I think you can handle Pearl, Emily.
Yeah, I do too.
And
okay, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I do want, I mean, I want to see her.
I want to see her dance. I want to see her audition.
Yeah, like Betsy said, it is just like, it's almost like a one woman show. It's like a character study and Mia Goth just like being excellent.
Yeah. It's, she's so good. She better get an Oscar. How do we get into the Oscars?
Yeah, what do we do? What do we have to do?
What do we do?
Man?
We've really got to start rubbing elbows with the right people.
Let's start rubbing elbows. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we'll
Let's
do.
Let's find Whoopi Goldberg. We got to find Whoopi Goldberg.
I think it all comes down to Whoopi. Yeah.
I for sure do. Whoopi runs it all.
A24's got the Oscar connects. I'm sure they're all over it.
I mean, come on. They got to have something.
Because it's also truly like a beautiful movie.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's just like visually
The
really
trailer
cool.
was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Those colors. Truly. It's like it
feels different from any other movie that I've seen. Like it feels.
I love this venture. These movies just seem so interesting and specific and like real, even though these are like horrific, like very joyfully made. Like I
they're
feel
having
like
fun. Cast and crew.
Like, you know, this is like they're making the movies they want to make. And I just really love seeing
that's
that.
It where it's like both X and Pearl. It's like I don't like. Well, of course they got made, but they feel like movies that would be very hard to get made.
Mm-hmm.
With a bit, you know, huge studios or whatever. I feel they would note it to where it's like, no, then that's not the movie we want to make. But it is so cool. Like they are making movies they want to make. And it makes such a difference when you watch it.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Maybe that's like the point of it only being $1 million budget, right? Telling a studio like, let us make the movie we want to make. It'll only cost you $1 million.
Truly.
And being like, all right.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, for a studio, that's fucking nothing.
And it's an original idea, which is so rare. Yeah. Everything is a remake or based off of some various IP. So for it to actually be an original thought is cool.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Really cool. Ooh, Maxine. I'm excited for Maxine.
Yeah, me too.
Yes,
I'm
very excited for pumped. Maxine. I'm so pumped. It's going to be so good. Yeah. There it is, Pearl.
There it is, baby.
We did it.
Fucking loved it. Betsy knocked it out of the
Thank
park
you,
per
Betsy.
Usual.
Yes,
Thank
that
you,
was
Sammy.
Excellent.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Henley. This is just so fun. I love
it's
it.
It's so fun.
Betsy, our horror spondent.
Yes,
horror spondent. One of the few, one of the elite.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Betsy, I mean... obviously our listeners they freaking know you by now, but where can people find you? What should they be checking out?
Well, I have a podcast. I have a couple podcasts. One is a HeadGum with y'all called A Funny Feeling, where me and Marcy Jaro talk to our friends about their paranormal experiences and stuff.
It's very cool.
It's very fun and spooky. And then Mono Agapian and I, we have a Patreon show called We Love Trash, where we just talk about anything and everything that's trashy. We've been doing spooky season since summer. And it'll probably keep going.
Well, that's when you have to get started. We know
it's
that now.
When you have to. And it's just us truly losing our minds So check it out. Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Should wow. We, should we do Pearl's voice? Should we do
Pearl's voice?
Pearl's yeah. accent. What is she? I want to, I'm a star. I want everybody to know my name. I'm going to be on the big screen.
Okay. Let me see. From all of us here at Too Scary Didn't Watch.
I do it so well.
Goodbye. Do it as Theta the Alligator. Theta the Alligator.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Really good.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Too Scary Didn't Watch. If you like the show, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can follow us on social media at TSDW Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. And if one episode a week just is not enough for you, head on over to patreon.com/TSDW Podcast to become a patron and receive all sorts of extra goodies from us, including bonus episodes, trailer reactions, and more. And no matter what, we will see you right here next week for another episode. We love you so much. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.